I don't care what people think of me. I'm just gonna be what I wanna be. Oh yeah. Conspiracy of the insignificy. Insignificy. Jeepers. Yeah. PQ Rebber here, bringing you once again the drivelsome sounds that you have come to appreciate. Or if you are a newcomer, welcome to the chaos. It's all downhill from here. Oh yeah. We're back once again. The wet weather we were talking about continues to persist, but seems to have slacked off a bit, which means it's time for more fun and frivolity. And I have been just, as usual, putting together stuff and watching stuff on YouTube. And you can see the Nicholas Brothers on YouTube. Who are the Nicholas Brothers? You don't know who the Nicholas Brothers are? You just hurry on over to YouTube. I'm gonna put a link on the if you actually log on to a site to see this, the link will be there. I don't care if you don't like Kanye West or the song Stronger. It's the best clip of the Nicholas Brothers, only by virtue of the fact that it puts the best parts of what you would otherwise have to click on five links to see. So you can always turn the sound down, or if you're a real purist, search Nicholas Brothers and you can see the original clips in their original context. In any case, that's right, he's going to tell you once again, subscribe to PQ Rivers Favorites on YouTube for the best of all possible conspiracy of the insignificant program experiences. Oh, and there's all kinds of stuff. I find these really groovy movies on, and depending when you listen to this in time and space, recently watched The Hospital, a wonderful dark comedy with Diana Rigg from The Avengers and George C. Scott, right after turning down the Oscar that he won for his portrayal of Patton. What else have I recently put up there? I saw Weird Al Yankovic's... Yankovic. Trapped in the Drive-Thru, his song parody of R. Kelly's world's longest song, Trapped in the Closet, which was pretty funny. Although, let's face it, R. Kelly's thing, it's so funny and ridiculous. Parodying it was almost an impossible task. Zul Solar, my favorite obscure, kind of surrealist, weirdy artist, X-U-L-S-O-L-A-R, or subscribe to my favorites and you can see a video of some of their finest works. Going to be watching two movies I haven't yet watched, but I have bookmarked and favorited the first parts, so you might even watch them before me. Hell's Angels. We had a show about Howard Hughes not too long ago. This was his epic film. Gene Harlow stars in it, and there's some incredible aviation scenes in it, apparently. And I've never seen it, and being a fan of 1929 and 1930 films, I'm surprised that I haven't. And that's something I'll be watching soon, and you may even hear me make some commentary on it. And another film I want to see again is Detour. Classic, super low-budget B-film noir with Tom Neill. That, of course, it's in the public domain, so it's going to be on YouTube, Google Video, and probably a bunch of other places. I've become a fan of the records and recordings of the Reverend J.M. Gates, and recently added his record on Hitler and Hell. It is a thoroughly inspiring speak, and you're going to want to hear that for sure. And speaking of thoroughly inspiring, let's hear some music. Some music. I loves these brand flakes.
higher, higher.
Sub version from all those wonderful, wonderful bran flakes. They're just about my favoritest of those reconstitutional kind of. Yeah, well, we'll be playing those, their band's music by special dispensation. Oh, I like it. And if you have a band, you do anything in an audio realm yourself, and you'd like to share it with the universe and have it as part of the show, I can't swear that I'm going to use it, but by all means, give us a shot, because I'm always interested in giving exposure and, getting the recording industry, if they want to give us permission. I'm not going to pay, God, what they charge for a license. However, speaking over Nightscape Underground-wise, I'm wondering what it is for a small, quote-unquote, podcaster license, and whether it might be something that while one of us wouldn't want to shell out for, if we could do it as some sort of group effort and get a license to use real music on these shows. I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, like I say, if you have stuff and you're willing to give us, you know, the Creative Commons or public domain or however you'd like to arrange it, I'm all game. The Brand Flakes done it, and you get to hear them right here on the Conspiracy of the Insignificant, along with our own music. Our stuff is Fido 3. I also throw in some old public domain and risky old children's records that are so forgotten that if somebody hit me with a cease and desist on that, what are you going to do? Do what they do on YouTube. You just put in like a minute and a half of silence, or like some little public domain thing, and say something about the recording industry in the spot. Once again, the lessons learned. Subscribe to my YouTube favorites, PQ River, and your life will be full of fun and frivolity, and Conspiracy of the Insignificant, this favorite internet broadcast of yours, is brought to you by the Overnightscape Underground, Rubber Room Entertainment Labs. Thank you very much for listening, and tune in again real soon.